people over the age of 60 own nearly half of all U.S. equities, and so they have a quite large interest in the financial crisis and the prospects of a Wall Street bailout. Here's another pertinent fact. Senior citizens vote at a much higher rate than younger people. To get a sense how seniors are reacting to the recent financial news, we sent NPR's Greg Allen to a place where retirees carry a lot of political clout, Florida's Palm Beach County.
In Florida, nearly a third of registered voters are over age 60. Here in Palm Beach County, it's even higher. 40% of voters are at or approaching retirement age. Retirees don't just vote, they also eat out. And in this area, a favorite spot is the Boca Diner. Outside, 72-year-old Russ Poulton said the precipitous market drop this week cost him some of his retirement money. I asked him if he'd rather not know how much.
No, I watch them more or less, yeah.
Is that a good thing, do you think? Or
no, it's a depressing thing. So I probably shouldn't watch it because I'm not going to change it.
Like many Americans, Poulton says his first reaction to the proposed $700 billion Wall Street bailout was anger.
Well, like everyone else saying, you know, that's ridiculous. We shouldn't have to do that. Those fat cats made their money, and why should we make up for the problems that they caused? It's a 24-hour opinion. After that, I thought, well, bite the bullet. We've got to do it.
Dolores Weisenberger is another retiree who supports the bailout. She just finished a late breakfast with two friends. The three women are all McCain supporters. They like his experience, his military career, and his history as a POW. Weisenberger gives him high marks for the way he's handled the bailout.
I thought that was very honorable of McCain, canceling his campaign. And then he's taken a chance on that and to run there and help out. And what's more important than this crisis that we're in right now? I mean, what could be more important?
It probably shouldn't be a surprise that most of the older voters I talked to at the Boca Diner were very well informed about the bailout and the struggle to pass it in Congress. 77-year-old Bob Trinket lives off his investments and Social Security, but is adamantly opposed to any version of a Wall Street bailout.
The market's going to survive. Just ride it out. I don't believe in selling out right now. I had Apple at 190 and thought of selling it, and then changed my mind. And now it's down to, what, 103, 105? But I'll still ride it out and buy more.
Trinket is another McCain supporter, a tried and true Republican who says he won't be swayed by the financial crisis. 62-year-old David White is also a Republican, but he says recent events have deepened his cynicism about politics and the nation's leaders.
Is it anything ever changed, no matter who you put in there? Has anything ever changed?
Did you vote Republican in the primary then, sir?
I've always voted Republican, but I'm very serious. I'm thinking about voting for Obama.
Polls indicate in Florida and across the nation, White has a lot of company. Over the past month in Florida, John McCain has lost what once was a significant lead in the polls. A Quinnipiac poll released this week now shows him trailing Obama here by 8 points. And there's another group of voters in Florida who are moving toward Obama in part because of the financial crisis. At the Boca Diner, they were represented by Democrats Selma and Howard Minkus. Howard Minkus says he believes the financial crisis will have a big impact on the presidential race.
I think it's going to hurt McCain, and we probably will not vote for McCain.
In the primary, then, who did you vote for?
I believe I voted for Clinton.
I did.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So you'd be some of those elusive Hillary Clinton supporters that Obama has not yet convinced. Is that right?
Well, we're more or less going... Yeah, I would say we're more or less leaning towards Obama. Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement, but a vote is a vote. Greg Allen, NPR News.